This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of free academy? Surprisingly, one may be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Cindy, with Hitchcock Free Academy. Cindy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. We are excited to learn all about you and your business. Please tell us your company and what you do.
We are Hitchcock Free Academy. We're a community center in Brimfield, Mass, serving people throughout the surrounding communities, and we do educational, recreational, and cultural programming.
Great. How did you get into the business?
I actually started here about 4 years ago. I was aware that the previous executive director was going to be leaving the position, and I thought it was a great opportunity to do a job that helps give back to the community. And it's a place that has always been near and dear to my heart. I have a lot of roots that go back to my family and even attending programming here as a child. So it's my hometown. So I kind of fell into the spot, got lucky.
What are the myths and misconceptions in the industry?
Well, actually, our name is a little bit misleading because it says Free Academy and it was a high school, but we are actually a community center. So people are thinking that, you know, we're a private school and we're not that at all. It had been a local public high school for 100 years. So that is our biggest challenge sometimes, and the misconception that people are thinking about. But again, being a community center, we offer programming for everyone and all ages.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Oh, myself, I think I just work these days. But otherwise, I like to do gardening. I used to be a big athlete, but those days have gone by. So I do a lot of event planning, even like for my church and even doing family gatherings and stuff. So I think the job tends to fall right into my personal life as well in terms of the type of stuff that I like to do. But you know, typical going out to eat, going to local breweries and wineries is always fun also.
Let's change gears. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you are better and stronger? What comes to mind?
I think probably some of the unexpected changes in jobs when maybe it wasn't my intent to leave a position, but found a company going in a different direction. And I've always been a person who has put a lot of time and effort into my job and had made it a priority. And when suddenly that's not where you think you're going, maybe long term, and the path had to adjust, and you think, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. How am I going to survive, or what am I supposed to do next? I think it's been a pleasant surprise that each time it seems to have been a point that maybe pushed me past something I would have been thinking towards. And it has always ended up for the better. And I think, you know, I have a little bit of faith in that, that is devastating as it seems at the time, that things, you know, with time and effort and the right attitude, that things do get better and they'll be okay. I mean, I landed here unexpectedly. I mean, I had hoped for it, but, and this is like a dream job for me.
What is one thing you wish our listeners knew about Hitchcock Free Academy?
That we actually have a real variety of programming, that we are definitely not a school like a lot of people think, and that it is open to all ages, but also that we are hoping for the community to come at us and say, hey, we'd like to see this offered there or that. So knowing that there's opportunity for everybody here to maybe offer a skill set that they have and be able to make our programming grow, but that the community is first and foremost our priority in serving them.
Great. How can our listeners learn more about Hitchcock Free Academy?
They can always go to our website, which is hitchcockacademy.org. certainly can call here, which is a 413-245-9977. Or you're welcome to pop in the afternoons and even in the evenings when we have programs going on and just introduce themselves. Happy to give people tours. So, or go to our Facebook page as well.
Well, Cindy, I really appreciate you being on the show, and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you, Liz. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.